Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now. I know who I play for. We've walked through chaos, confusion, survival, release. And now we arrive at the crown moment of the sacred rebuke journey, sovereignty. You've unlearned illusion. You've untangled busyness. You've released control. Now it's time to own the energy you were born to carry. Because the world has taught us to chase titles, trophies, and trends. But sovereignty is success beyond all that. Sovereignty means your spirit can't be bought, borrowed, or branded. It's when your inner authority becomes louder than outer approval. It's when you stop asking for permission to be powerful. That's the new success. That's the sacred arrival. Let me be clear. I haven't cared about what the public thought of me since high school. I've never needed a crowd to clap for me to know I was doing something worthwhile. That's why for decades I've said I know who I play for. I would walk alone, and I was fine with that. I learned early that solitude builds strength that applause can't give. My wins have always been personal, not performative. When I put marks on the chart, it isn't for validation. It's for satisfaction. It's the Virgo in me. It's the strategist. It's how I measure growth, how I scale impact, and how I know the vision is moving. Because in this world, results matter. If you put an author beside a best-selling author, the bestseller gets paid more. That's not ego. That's economics. I've been asking this question for over a decade in my business videos. Are you worried about being popular, or are you focused on getting paid? Because popularity doesn't pay payroll. Visibility without value is vanity. So no, I wasn't chasing the spotlight. I was chasing sustainability. And yet, even with all that clarity, I still put everyone else before me. I thought that's what a good woman does. The one who gives the shirt off her back. The one who holds everyone down. The one who quietly keeps things together while everyone else shines. And I did it well. I built, supported, and served, even when my own dreams were waiting. Even when my body was whispering, rest. Even when my spirit was begging, remember me. But here's the sacred rebuke. Service without self is slavery to expectation. And that's not what God asked of me. When I finally got still, when I stopped running from my own silence, I could feel the years of trauma and exhaustion sitting in the background like static, always humming, always driving the need to be the helper, the healer, the hero. And in that stillness, God didn't scold me. God showed me the truth. The real version of obedience is you first. Not selfish, not self-centered, sacred, strategic, and sovereign. Because when you're full, your giving multiplies. When you are aligned, your impact amplifies. When you put you first, you finally give the world the best of you, not the leftovers. That's when I realized sovereignty isn't the opposite of service. It's the structure that makes true service sustainable. And that is the new success. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. That's not a suggestion. That's strategy. Wisdom says, fill your own cup first so you can pour with precision. Understanding says, your overflow is ministry, but your emptiness is misery. For years, I thought service meant sacrifice, that a good woman gave until it hurt. But divine law never asked me to suffer for significance. It asked me to steward what was sacred, including myself. Then there's Luke 10:27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Notice, as yourself, not instead of yourself. The second commandment mirrors the first. Love outwardly from inwardly fullness. You can't truly love your neighbor if you despise your needs. And Psalm 23:5 says, you prepare a table before me, my cup runneth over. The cup has to run over before it spills out. Overflow isn't greed. It's God's way of ensuring you can give without going broke. Even Jesus modeled this pattern. He fed the multitudes, but he also withdrew to replenish. He gave miracles from overflow, not obligation. So the word has always been clear. Sovereignty isn't rebellion, it's responsibility. It's knowing your life is the first ministry you've been called to manage. It's building from wholeness so your work carries holy weight. Because when you stand in divine order, you first, then your assignment, everything you touch prospers in proportion to your peace. That's what seek ye first, the kingdom, really means. Honor the kingdom within, and the outer will follow suit. Neville Goddard said, you are already that which you seek. Sovereignty is the moment you stop chasing the crown and realize you were wearing it all along. It's self-possession at the energetic level, the full acknowledgement that you are the consciousness through which creation flows. When you put yourself first in consciousness, the world responds accordingly. The universe doesn't reward exhaustion. It mirrors expectation. If your energy says, I come last, then even blessings will arrive on delay. But when your vibration declares, I am centered, whole, and worthy now, everything reorganizes to match that order. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, there is a supply for every demand. Sovereignty is trusting that your needs are not a burden. They are the signal that provision is near. When you honor your own energy first, you activate the law of compensation. Energy given from overflow always returns multiplied. Abraham Hicks teaches that alignment is your only real work. They remind us that when you are tuned to your own well-being, everything else, clients, money, opportunities, love, tunes to you. It's why you first isn't ego, it's calibration. You can't lead anyone to alignment while vibrating in depletion. Metaphysically, sovereignty is magnetic equilibrium. It's when your inner frequency and your outer function finally agree. It's the difference between chasing success and commanding it. Because success born from sovereignty doesn't demand, it draws. It doesn't hustle, it harmonizes. It doesn't compete, it creates. So here's the spiritual equation. Self-honor equals stability. Stability equals signal. Signal equals supply. That's the flow of divine commerce. When your spirit is in order, your business follows suit. When your inner world is abundant, your outer world reflects it. This is why you first isn't rebellion, it's resonance. You're aligning your vibration with the truth that you are both the vessel and the value. And once you remember that, every door you've been knocking on starts to open. Not because you begged for entry, but because your frequency became the key. Take a slow, deep breath. Let the air move through you as evidence that you are already supplied. You don't have to earn this breath. It arrives freely, just like divine provision. Now let these questions bring your awareness home. Number one. Where have I confused service with self-sacrifice? When did I start believing that giving more automatically meant I was doing good? Number two, where in my life am I still putting others first out of guilt or old conditioning? Who taught me that a good woman comes last? And is that still true for me now? Number three, how do I measure success today? Is it by peace, purpose, and presence, or by numbers, recognition, and noise? How might those measures shift if sovereignty was my standard? Number four, where have I hidden behind humility? What dreams or desires have I downplayed because I didn't want to seem selfish or proud? Number five, how does you first feel in my body? Does it bring guilt or relief? What does it look like to let relief be holy? Number six, what does overflow look like in this season of my life? How can I protect the habits, boundaries, and rituals that keep me in overflow? Number seven, if I led from sovereignty instead of survival, what decision would I make today? Let the answers rise naturally. You're not writing to perform. You're writing to remember. Each word on the page is you reclaiming a piece of yourself you once gave away too freely. Because sovereignty doesn't begin with power. It begins with permission. And today, you give yourself both. Here's the sacred rebuke. Success built on self-neglect is failure in disguise. The version of you that always comes last cannot lead the life you've been called to live. You can no longer confuse humility with hiding or loyalty with losing yourself. You were never meant to disappear inside other people's dreams. You were meant to be the evidence of divine excellence on display. So from this day forward, success will no longer be measured by how much you give away. It will be measured by how fully you show up, whole, grounded, and radiant. Because sovereignty is not arrogance, it's awareness. It's knowing that God entrusted you with this breath, this assignment, this energy, and expecting you to multiply it, not martyr it. So breathe with me and say aloud, I honor my own name first. I am the steward of my peace and the architect of my prosperity. I build from overflow, not obligation. I give without depleting. I serve without shrinking. I shine without apology. My sovereignty is my success. My wholeness is my wealth. My obedience is to divine order, not public opinion. I am a woman of alignment, not exhaustion. I am a vessel of source in full expression. Take a deep breath and feel the crown settle. Not one handed to you. You remembered it was yours. So say it one more time with conviction. I know who I play for. I am sovereign, I am successful, and I am free. Let that declaration echo in your chest. That is the sound of legacy beginning, not from labor, but from alignment. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich. Rich in success, rich in wealth, and rich in freedom. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthyholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.